Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. The importance of defining wants and need when it comes to money. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. The beginning of money talks for me is the first time a child says, I want. Does he or she, with those incredibly cute, beseeching puppy dog eyes, really need it? Or does he or she just really want it? This is a conversation you can begin having with toddlers at the age of 2 or 3, and it's okay if you have to wade through crocodile tears of protest. In my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, I talk about these scenarios and that they usually play out at supermarkets when a busy mother or father is shopping with kids in tow. They reach the checkout line. Strategically placed at the child's eye level are gum and candy. We've all either experienced this before or seen it while waiting to pay for our groceries. Choruses, rants, and occasional tantrums. I want, I want, I want. One day, while grocery shopping, I observed a mother in her late 20s with 2 young children, one of whom was roughly 3 years of age. This child would speak clearly until he saw an object he wanted. He then began to utter increasingly loud grunts and groans. His mother was a trendy dresser, decked out in the latest knockoff Juicy Couture ensemble and carrying a faux Coach designer purse. She half-heartedly tried to reason with the child, but at nearly every turn, added whatever the object was that he wanted into the cart. The younger sibling seated in the shopping cart removed his pacifier, pointed to his brother, and made similar sounds. This cycle of inappropriate behavior rewarded is being passed down from parent to child and from child to parent. It's your money, so take it personally. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.